Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Thank you, Marianne, for joining me today.
You bet. It's still 2020.
2020.
This most unique year we've had in a very long time.
And on Testimony Tuesdays, we generally share somebody's faith journey. We invite a special guest. They can be an author, an artist, a musician, a pastor, a Bible teacher, somebody that's walking through Lincoln Square. And I pull them in and I say, hey, do you have a testimony that's God honoring? And, you know, so sometimes, what's that verse, Phil? Do you know, our special guest today is Phil Shepherd, our network director. Many of you that are WLUJ listeners know him from Share-a-thon. And Phil, you've been with me 25 years since our first ever historic broadcast on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. But before that, you were with WLUJ for some years.
Well, yeah, Mark, we have our golden anniversary this year.
Golden anniversary. I like that.
WLUJ was a brand new station in Springfield. Actually, they were located in a roadside building up near Lincoln's New Salem. And so they started in 1987. My role at Moody was working in the network operations, as it was for most of my time there. And, yeah, and helped them in the very, very beginnings and was able to just be a friend to Howard Fowkes, Dick Van Zandt, and come down at times. Mike Kellogg and I would come down for share-a-thons, and I would have subsequent visits in between, you know, usually technology-related, automation, configuration, just one beggar showing the other beggar where to find the bread.
Yeah.
Just sharing what you learn, and it's the Lord's work, and we've worked together. So it's been a privilege to be a part of WLUJ's history, not always there every day, and as well with Great News Radio through the ministries that have been going now for in the 25th year.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, Phil, some may even recognize your voice from Music for Sunday. I mean, you've done a lot with the Moody Broadcasting Network. What, 30-plus years with Moody?
Yeah, I started at WDLM in East Moline in 1981, so that's 39 years ago. Went full-time in Chicago, downtown Chicago, in the spring of 84, and was a part of just keeping the network running for stations like Great News Radio and WLUJ and many, many others across the country, just providing a quality Christian programming service. And we did things in one location that brought to birth many, many stations across the country until they could get up and going and be able to have their own system and schedule their own programs and, you know, and still take programs. I mean, WLUJ and WGNN, one of our stations, take the Quip at noontime, Chris Fabry in the afternoon, and Janet Parshall. So, you know, there's this teamwork between the local station and the Moody Radio Network. And so it's worked well for years.
Hey, Phil, as we're reminiscing a little bit here, I'm thinking of our first ever broadcast, Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. I mean, what a great day to launch a radio ministry. Great News Radio was launched on that Easter Sunday. And you opened up the program with the prayer. And I'm thinking this is kind of like day two of the merging of the WLUJ radio listening family, the WLLM listening family, the Great News Radio listening family, and all these potentially new listeners, 3 million that are covered under our 19 frequencies. And so I'm going to ask you kind of what I asked 25 plus years ago. How about praying up our programming, sanctify this radio ministry to God's use, and ask God to bless those listeners that are tuned in now, those that will tune in, those that will attend our radio events or gatherings or the travel or the different ministry work that we do, and bring in a blessing. Yesterday we had Pastor Joey Kroll on, the beloved Joey Kroll, and today I can't think of a better guest to tie this ministry together because you've been a part, you've been an integral part of both these ministries for 30 plus years, and God has used you in powerful ways, and we're going to talk about your program, Inspiration, and some other things you're doing. Marianne, I'm already starting to get wired up again.
Yeah, I are. We are so fortunate to have you, Phil.
Yes, amen.
We are so fortunate. own
you.
Phil
Thanks
Shepard.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I love
just,
that prayer.
Just, Mary Ann, the thing is just step on Mark's toe when it's, when you need to get
I can I can do that. That's a great idea. That, thank you.
Gosh, I'm going to bruise toes around here.
No. He didn't say you step on anybody's toes.
No, you'll step on my toes, so I'm going to have bruised toes.
Thank you for offering that. No. I think we were going to pray, weren't we?
Yeah. Redeem this time, Phil.
Help us.
Our Heavenly Father, our great God, your greatness, your power, your glory, your victory, your majesty. You have done great things through your people. Lord, to see the vision of Christian radio in Central Illinois, starting in Springfield, many other places around the country, but in WLUJ in particular, and to see it grow throughout all these years and all of the stations and repeaters in Central Illinois, Western, and then being a catalyst to get Great News Radio going in 1996. Lord, this is one work that has grown. It's germinated, and we see, just like we think of the gardens across our area now where the blossoms are on the tomato plants and little tomatoes are growing. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you've grown throughout Central Illinois through the ministries that are hearing this program right now. Lord, we just commit this to you today. Lord, as we prayed 25 years ago for Great News Radio, we could not see what was ahead. And look at what you've done today. Oh, God, thank you. And, Lord, looking ahead to think of what you are going to do. Mm-hmm. And we may not see it in even another single radio station, but we'll see it in the lives of people who listen, who hear the word of God, and by faith trust in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him, Jesus, should have everlasting life.
Praise
you
God.
Came, Lord Jesus, into this world not to condemn the world, but to seek to save them that were lost. Lord, use all of these 19 frequencies throughout Central Illinois to seek and to save those who are lost and to encourage the saints to do well. We commit this ministry to you in the name of Jesus, the strong name of our Savior. Amen.
Amen. And I'm thinking these 19 frequencies are all located in Illinois, but we reach into the great state of Indiana, have many Indiana listeners, and then with the streaming audio that you've helped to upgrade, we are literally reaching people throughout the country and even parts of the world. I know as I view WLUJ and Great News Radio stream, there's people in Russia, in Canada, different parts of the world that are tuning in. So it's just phenomenal
how God
can use broadcasts to touch lives and reveal the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Mark, you do bring up a good point. We have upgraded our online digital presence, and all a person has to do is go to greatnewsradio.org to hear the Great News Radio feed. They can also go to wluj.org, and they're going to be able to see in living color, but also hear these radio stations. And I think as people find themselves out and about and the mobility with the phones that we have, people can go there and they can listen and they can be thrilled and they can take the radio station with them.
Yeah. So again, if you log into Great News Radio, greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. So both of those locations will allow you to listen to our streaming audio. Now, when you go to greatnewsradio.org, you can listen to the Great News Network, that's seven different stations, or WGNN, which is three different frequencies. So you can have different choices of formats. So it's exciting to have that available for our listeners on the go, or if they want to listen to Mark and Friends, they are archived, all the programs actually from about the last 7 years. So when we have different authors or artists or musicians on and you say, oh, I love that book, I want to hear that interview again, those are archived at greatnewsradio.org.
Lot going on.
Oh, there's a lot going on. And Phil, there's so many things I want to talk about, but being Testimony Tuesday, I want to let our listeners know the unique aspect of Mark and Friends on Tuesdays is we want to have people share their life, their God-honoring faith journey, how God brought them to himself, how they've seen him work throughout their life, what was maybe unique about their experience. Or they say, I grew up in a Christian home and knew the Lord at an early age, and he's supplied my very needs, and he's been there for me, which is equally a wonderful testimony to his faithfulness and his goodness. So how about giving us a little snapshot into how the Lord wooed Phil Shepherd to himself?
Well, you know, you mentioned two different avenues that possibly could be a person's faith story, and that was mine, two stories. One of them was growing up in a Christian home. At 5 or 6 years of age, on the top bunk of my bunk bed, my mother presented to me the gospel and asked me if I wanted to pray. And I did pray as a very young boy. And faithful in church, Sunday school, the Wednesday night, the youth groups, and all of that. But like so many believers, young people, we go our way when we get older. And in my teenage years, some of that journey, that going outward. And I just have to say that it was in my early 20s that I just felt as though my life was not going where I wanted it to go. And I felt as though I was making a mess of it. I can go into great detail, but a good testimony should be able to be told in a couple of minutes. So let's just say that I was going in a direction that didn't have good results. But I just thought to myself that I was a created being, and I believed in God, and I just thought, well, if he made me, then he ought to have the right to run me, you know, follow his guidance. And that was the turning point in my life, and I turned around in the fall of 1978. So it's been 42 years now that I have been following Christ with a focus, and things changed. Things changed, you know. And, of course, the degree to which I would allow the Word of God to have a place in my life, because without the Word of God, we lack direction.
That's right.
God's Word provides the direction that we need. And so my faith journey was one of starting out very early, kind of wandering for a while, but yet then coming back to Christ, like everybody who's listening right now can do. And you can come back at any time, and that is come back. He's always there. He's pulling. He's talking to you. And I listened this time. And so I'm thankful that for the last 42 years, he's been my guide and he's helped me. And I'm still growing, Mark, and Marianne. Mm-hmm. I'm still growing. And I praise the Lord for that. I'm reading a 1937 book by Harry Ironside, the pastor of Moody Church from 29 to 48. He was the Warren Wiersbe of the first half of the 20th century. And reading a book on full assurance by him. It's a tremendous book. And I'm thrilling at it. And so here I am at 65 years of age, been following Christ intently for 42 years. And I'm thrilled and I'm growing in the Lord today because of his great love for me.
And I'm sure so many of our listeners can identify with that process, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. You know, the Christian journey isn't that you accept Christ and then you never sin again and all just works out wonderfully, that there's the periods of growth, and sometimes, sadly so, we either turn our back on the Lord or we just get so consumed or preoccupied with life that we kind of put him on the table, or we say, well, Sunday I'll do my religious thing. But Monday through Saturday is kind of like, I can take it here, Lord. And I love what you said about God's Word and connecting with your faith and the recognition that he cared for you, that he loved you, that he's sovereign, that he created you. And oftentimes that's how we can look at the Bible. It's kind of our instruction manual. He put down in words things for us to know so that we could flourish, so that we could live holy lives, that we could maximize, because he knows how we're created and what our temptations are, and he knows we need to draw on him.
I think the important thing is to realize that when one's living as a Christian, as a Christ follower, and that is that it's not me as a separate entity and him out there or him up there and his Holy Spirit over here. It's a spiritual, supernatural transaction when God's Spirit preveniently speaks to my heart and reveals the truth to me And when I say yes, I want Christ, he comes in mm-hmm. and permanently resides in me. He's with me within me now. He's within you now. He's within everybody who has trusted Christ for their salvation, their Redeemer, because Christ died on the cross. He died my death. I was there on Calvary with Christ. He died for me there. I was there, and I therefore am dead. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified in Christ, and I no longer live. But the life that I live in the flesh, I now live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So there was a transaction done 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. I was born in 1955. My death is there. But also, 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And my life is there because he was raised to life. I am raised to new life today in him. And so, great transaction. And so, it's all about God's Spirit living in me. And it's not him outside of me. It's him in me. And that makes all the difference in the world, because when I read the Bible, he is just helping me take the sanctified words of Scripture and apply them to my life. It's the only way to live the life, Christian life, successfully, and that is living in the fullness of the Spirit. It's just appropriating what he's already done in your life. Yeah. It's simple as that.
You're getting some big amens out of Marianne and I here.
Yeah, you are. That's powerful and meaningful. And also, I love what you said, Phil, to everyone, no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in, you can always come back to Jesus. I love that.
And there's oftentimes people, well, I'm not good enough yet. I'll wait till I can kind of clean up. No, you come now.
Just
God
as I
loves
am.
You.
Just as I am, that song.
You understand that transaction where we are born again, we're born of the flesh when our mother gives birth to us. But we're born of the Spirit when God's Spirit comes into our life upon our accepting Jesus Christ. And at that point, Christ is our righteousness. And so Christ is our righteousness, whether I'm conscious of it, whether I'm actively forward moving. I do not advocate someone saying, well, I'm born again now and I can just go on my merry way and live the rest of my life, throw a caution to the wind. And no, something's changed in your life. And the fact is that God has said, Christ is your righteousness. And so when I do stray, and I do, and when I do look the other way, he is still my righteousness. He is my righteousness. It's a transaction that God performed in my life. And it's not about my ability to feel saved or feel, you know what? Those feelings are going to come and go, and I have to have something that's rock solid that I can peg my life to.
You know what, Mark? We are not just having Testimony Tuesday. We are having church.
Yeah, we're right.
What I'm reading in this book, so it's fresh.
Well, Phil, there's so much more to say, and last night we launched your program, Inspiration, from 6 to 7 p.m., on 10 of our frequencies. Who knows, it might be included on all 19 in the coming days, but I'm going to close out with a portion of some of the kind of music, but we want to still share more of the stories and some of the background and how God's been at work with this radio ministry and this last year working together to bring it all to fruition so that more lives can be touched. We want to lift up the name of Jesus and proclaim him clearly. Our goals are to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so we're going to have you back some more in the coming days. In fact, Joey Kroll is going to be back tomorrow to talk a little about his devotional thoughts in the Prime Lifetimes paper. But we'll have you back maybe for a memorization Monday.
We have to. I'm being preached to.
More Testimony Tuesday.
I want you to come back, Phil. I want you to come back.
Okay.
But Phil, in our closing minute or two, tell us a little about Inspiration, and we'll close out with a portion of one of the many kind of songs they'll hear.
Well, Inspiration is a one-hour program. It airs at 6 p.m., and it's just meant to be a reflective, contemplative time after a busy day. It's light, instrumental. It's lots of hymns, but with a variety of instruments, whether it be a dulcimer, whether it be a guitar, whether it be synthesizer, an orchestra. It's just a really neat blend of music that It's God-honoring, and hopefully it will soothe you. Ideally, if you're having your dinner in the 6 o'clock hour, this is a perfect fit. Hopefully, the reflection will be a good reflection, that you've had a good day. And of course, then about 5-6 times an hour, I'll pop in with some scripture. Very short passages, but just to give a little bit of the word, and then let the music open up the heart to God.
And that'll be on 10 of our frequencies. And you may have received the program guide yesterday, today, or in the next few days that highlight the three different formats that you can tune in on our 19 frequencies to be blessed. 10 of them will carry inspiration from 6 to 7 p.m., and we're excited about that, Phil. We're praying you up. We know that it's a program just to inspire people as you share light devotional thoughts and scripture reading and this great music to just allow them to reflect, relax, rest some, and close out their maybe busy day. So, Phil, we'll have you back again. Hey, everyone, okay. Thanks for listening. This is kind of day two of our 19 frequencies being broadcast throughout the state of Illinois, reaching our great Indiana listeners. We're a part of the Great News Media Group. We'll say more about that in the coming days. But thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Phil Shepherd, and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.